Our guest at the cafe this morning is the mayor of Commerce, Wyman Williams. Good morning, Wyman.
Good morning, John Mark.
And we like to visit with Wyman after the city council meets, and indeed they did meet this week, and kind of limited business there, Wyman, because obviously the whole coronavirus thing is affecting how people behave, and do they show up for the meeting, and it's complicating things in general.
Well, we had an agenda that we didn't get to work thoroughly because people weren't able to come or didn't want to come and represent their items. This is probably the last council meeting we'll have in a regular face-to-face forum. The governor has allowed changes in Open Meetings Act meetings that will allow us to do teleconferencing as long as there is an ability for the public to call in and comment on it.
Well, you did have a conversation about the coronavirus. So, what were some of the things discussed and brought up?
We discussed the fact that the city manager and I took part in a meeting last Saturday morning in Greenville at the courthouse of elected officials and health providers in the county to get an update on what the future plans are, especially related to the hospital district, if we get a serious level of infection. Mm-hmm. And it's comforting to know that the plans are in place, and we must do everything we can to limit the numbers of people who get the coronavirus.
Yeah, we had a conversation with Kim Sines a few days ago, and of course she is the director of the emergency centers in Commerce and Quinlan, and we talked a little bit about some of the discussions they've had. Did you learn anything very specific about what the hospital Hunt Regional is discussing?
They explained their procedures on limiting visitors and why and checking people's temperatures and the advice they give to people who are not well. How do you go about getting in line to be tested? Mm-hmm. And, it's pretty much general information now, but people need to be very serious about their personal space, their touch, their contacts, their washing of the hands. It's a very serious issue.
Mm-hmm. You said the Commerce Chamber of Commerce has posted some information on its Facebook page regarding some changes in operating procedures and what have you.
Right. This is a voluntary meeting of local restaurant owners and several other businesses. And there is a list on the Chamber's Facebook page of how those businesses have changed their the way of approaching the public and limiting some of their access, especially limiting some of the dine-in opportunities. They're doing takeout, phone orders, and delivery to the car and so forth. But it lists business by business how they've changed their approach to the public.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Wyman Williams, and Wyman is the mayor of Commerce, and the city council met this week, and obviously coronavirus very much on the minds of the city council as well as everyone else. Well, you did have some discussion on some other topics, and you got a real positive report on sales tax collection so far this
year. We were very pleased that this time last year we had received $545,000in sales tax, and we're at $613,000 so far this year. So we're well ahead, and we're expecting that to maintain through the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm. And
even though we're going to have a slowdown in some of our retail, because a portion of a measurable portion of our retail is prepared food, and that's going to be reduced.
Yeah, but sales boost that has happened in the past few days with people going to the store and stocking up, that may further boost the sales tax revenue, at least for a while.
It'll temporarily boost it, and we don't know how long that's going to happen, but there's still a lot of retail.
And the state law, you said, is changing to allow the city to receive sales tax from online sales?
Correct, and that is not yet come through to us, but it will be an addition when that system is worked out.
Mm-hmm. We have just a minute or so left. I know this was one of the items that you tabled, so you'll be coming back to it again. But there's some discussion right now of an emergency service district in the rural areas of Hunt County. That was on the agenda, but it was tabled. But so this is strictly in the discussion stage.
It'll come back. The promoters of this are attempting to improve the health and safety related support in unincorporated areas in our county. It's going to require an election to tax these people additionally.
Would everyone in the county vote on that, or just the people in these extraterritorial areas?
It's very interesting. It'll be a very select group of people, only those that are in unincorporated areas, and that's it. And they have to be property owners. They're not just renters.
I see.
And the potential advantage of it, in addition to safer and healthier situations, is that it could lower insurance cost to property owners.
Yeah, good. Thanks for catching us up and having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line, Wyman.
I appreciate the opportunity.
All right.
John Martin.
Wyman Williams, Mayor of Commerce. You're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.